Michelle. We're supposed to do the dishes.
Start without me.
Hey, Jax. Gosh, I was never any good at that.
Really? Wanna play? Loser does the dishes.
Well, call me a sucker, but okay.
Whoever picks up the most jacks in one bounce wins. I'll go first.
Wow, 4 jacks. It's gonna be hard to beat. Well, here goes. Wow, what do you know? I got them all.
You tricked me.
Don't forget to dry. You see, Comet? You don't mess with the kid. Ryan, captain of the track team.
You finally talked to him?
Well, almost. I dropped my pencil and he picked it up. And he kept it. You didn't say anything? I tried to. I mean, my brain said speak, but my mouth was too busy grinning like an idiot. Why don't you invite him to that dance coming up? Invite him? No, that would require talking, and my mouth is just not cooperating. Write him a note. He's got my pencil.
Hey, Steph, that food drive at your school's about to get a major donation. I just hit the mother load.
You cleaned out the cupboards?
Nope. Joey's Foot Locker. There was a layer of underpants, and then nothing but spam.
Hey, Mr. Kasopoulos, we're almost finished.
Okay.
There shouldn't be any problem with your new life insurance policy. I just need to check your blood pressure.
Oh, okay, check away. I'm in excellent health, you know. Heart strong, lungs clear, hair perfect.
What?
Split ends? Huh.
Your blood pressure is a little over average.
Oh, well, thank you. I've always prided myself as being a cut above.
Actually, it's not really a good thing. Have you been under any stress lately?
You kidding? Mr. Rogers watches me to relax.
Jess, you have been under a lot of stress lately.
What are you talking about?
Well, your radio show lost its biggest advertiser.
So?
Well, I don't even want to mention the letter from the IRS.
What letter?
The one I don't want to mention. Well, they just had a little problem with you claiming your hairdryer as a dependent.
It's got its own room.
Mr. Kasopoulos.
What?
I'll check your blood pressure again next week, but if it stays at this level, I'm afraid the company is going to ask for a pretty high premium. If I were you, I would take some quiet time and try to relax.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Relax. Relax. Nothing makes me more nervous than someone telling me to relax.
Honey, you need to do something to try to reduce your stress level. You have to take care of yourself. Come on, I want us to grow old and gray together.
Now, well, how about just old? Because as long as I have a squeeze bottle and some rubber gloves, just call me Blackie.
Blackie.
Hey, hey.
There's Ryan. If you're really gonna ask him to the dance, here's your chance. Go for it, Tanner.
I can't do this.
Come on, Steph. He's only a guy. They're just like us, except they pants each other.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, I can do this. All right, here goes nothing.
Are you choking?
No, I just I was wondering if you would like to go to the dance with me.
You're asking me to the dance?
Yeah. Unless you don't want to. In which case, I'd like my pencil back.
Your pencil?
Never mind. See ya.
Wait. I'll go to the dance with you.
Really? Wow, great. Bye.
It might help if you told me your name.
Yeah, it might. Well, I'm Stephanie Judith Tanner, and I live at 1882 Gerrard Street, and my turnoffs are smoking and open-toed shoes. But if I keep going on, we'll have nothing to talk about at the dance. Bye.
Yes.
Yes. See, boys, not only do I relax by building the hammock, but here's the beauty of it. Once I've built it, I can relax in the thing that I've built.
Do you know what he said? No, this keep naughty.
Hey, Jess, you and I need to talk.
Unless what you're going to say will help me relax, I do not want to hear it. Now, all I have to do is place the final cap on, and I will be relaxing my hammock, peaceful and serene.
Ho-ho.
Out of the hammock!
Sheesh, what a grouch, eh, boys? Let's go, Alex, Trixie.
Will you? Alex to Rix. Finally. Some peace and quiet. What are you killing back there?
I'm practicing the bagpipes for the Scottish Music Festival at the school.
That's not a Scottish accent.
I didn't say I was practicing my accent. Don't get your kilt in a knot, McGreasy. The festival is next week. After that, this place will be quieter than Loch Ness.
Yeah, but I'll still be stuck with a monster. I can't wait a week to relax, so take your bagpipes and blow.
Don't mind if I do.
See, Joseph, I programmed all kinds of sampled sounds here into my keyboard. I'm gonna blow Gibbler right out of the water.
You know, Jess, this can't possibly be good for your blood pressure. You should really think about having a hobo. I find the sucking out the cream filling is just doggone relaxing.
Joseph, and I mean this in the nicest way, shut your ho-ho-ho.
Ho-ho-ho secure, sir!
All right, now, watch the master.
Hey, I'm trying to practice, moldy locks.
Oh, yeah?
I'm warning you, cut out this racket right now.
Or what?
Fine, you want war? You got it.
Okay, DJ, hula hoop. Loser feeds Comet for a week.
Am I playing you or Comet?
Me.
Well, in that case, let's make it 2 weeks. Thank you, Comet. Let me just deslobberize this. Okay, Michelle, how do you want to do this? Neck? Waist? Or feet?
What'll it be, Comet? Kibbles or bits?
Okay, so the first thing you do when you get to the dance is look at all the fire exits. Keep your eye on your coat the entire night, and if the punch smells funny, don't drink it. But above all, have fun.
You must have been a real party animal, Dad.
In my day.
see. My lipstick, my eyeliner, my blush. I hope my face has a good time tonight.
What time's Ryan getting here?
Well, he's supposed to pick me up at 7, so, It's 7:01. He's not coming. No, Steph, don't panic.
I'm sure he's just running late, honey.
Yeah, you're right. I'll just, sit here and chill a while.
Whoa, did you look at that? The entire New York skyline, huh? World Trade Center and, that must be the Chrysler Building, huh?
It's official. Ryan's not coming.
Steph, you don't know that for sure.
Dad, I was supposed to be home 10 minutes ago.
Well, maybe something happened.
Something did happen. Ben stood up.
Stood you up.
I know. I mean, if he didn't want to go to the dance with me, he should have the guts to say so.
There he is.
I'm gonna tell him off. And if he doesn't have a good excuse, you better put the nurse on call.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah?
3:30, track practice.
All right.
Excuse me, Ryan.
Very cool. Spam delivers.
No, we don't. I mean, they don't. This is for the food drive. Ryan, I am Danny Tanner, Stephanie Tanner's father.
Oh, yeah. Listen, about the dance. All the guys on the track team decided to go to the movies and skip it. No big deal.
Let me ask you this. If all the guys on the track team decided to shave their heads, would you do that too?
Oh, well, we did. Last year before the state finals.
Okay, bad example.
Look, Mr. Tanner, it was nothing personal.
Maybe not to you. You didn't see Stephanie sitting on the couch all by herself, dressed up, no place to go.
She took it pretty hard, huh?
She was devastated. It broke my heart to see the tears in her eyes.
Oh, I didn't think I'd make her cry.
You didn't think about her feelings at all. Not only did you ruin her night, but you missed out on getting to know a really terrific person. Maybe next time, Ryan, you should think about someone beside yourself. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got canned meat to deliver. Well, what are you here?
Oddly enough, the ocean.
What you hear is silence, because Gibbler's finally realized she is no match for the kid. Joseph, if you will. Ah! Gibbler! What is that?
It's an ostrich. I borrowed him from my Uncle Johann's budget safari. You wanted more. You got it.
Well, strap a muzzle on that beak, and keep the bird quiet, too.
No can do. You see, it's mating season, so you'll be hearing Oscar's love calls for the next 8 weeks.
8 weeks?
By the way, I suggest not wearing anything with feathers for a while.
Gibber thinks she can intimidate me with some squawking, long neck, big beak. Ah, my hair! Sector 14.
Oh, DJ. I finally found something I could beat you at. You're going down.
Give it up, Michelle. You're already doing my chores until the end of the century.
If you're so sure of yourself, how about double or nothing?
You're on, kid.
Good. Follow me.
Okay. But don't forget, I'm older. I'm wiser.
You're also taller. Let's get ready to limp.
Michelle, this is totally unfair.
That's the beauty of it. How low can you go?
not that low. I don't think my body bends that way anymore. Okay, Michelle, you win.
Finally, I beat my big sister at something.
Michelle, that was sneaky and underhanded. I've taught you well. Congratulations.
Let's go limbo Joey for his comic books. You are on the roll.
Hey, did I just hear limbo music?
What you heard was the end of an era. Hey, guys.
Hey.
The coolest thing happened today. Ryan apologized. Really? What'd he say? Well, he said he was sorry about what happened, and he wants to make it up to me by buying me a pizza at the mall.
That is great, sweetheart. Maybe Ryan had a little chat with an older, sensible, wise-as-the-ages role model who showed him the error of his ways.
Maybe he just likes me.
Or that.
Steph, I gotta talk to you. Oh, and I have to talk to you. Ryan apologized.
I know. The whole school knows. Your dad chased him down the hall, clobbered him with canned ham, and then shoved him in a locker.
It was not a canned ham, it was Spam.
You clobbered him with Spam?
I didn't clobber him with anything.
Dad, you went to her school? Hasn't she suffered enough?
Deej, I was there for the food drive. I bumped into Ryan in the hall and we had a little talk.
You talked to him? Oh, no. What did you say?
Nothing. Okay, I told him that what he did was wrong and that he was missing out on knowing a really great person and that he really hurt you.
You didn't tell him I cried.
No, never. Of course not. No way. Yeah, I did.
I want to transfer.
Steph, I'm not going to let you change schools.
I want to change dads.
Look, I didn't mean to embarrass you. It just hurt me to see how much he hurt you. I'm sorry. I hope someday you understand.
The only thing I understand is I have to go eat pizza with a guy who's only talking to me because Dad threatened him. Well, Steph, just talk to him and be completely honest. Say Dad was exposed to toxic cleaning fumes and has been disoriented for the past 10 years.
Wait, who says you even have to go?
Hey, you're right. I mean, he doesn't want to be there. I don't want to be there. I'll do us both a favor and stand him up.
Joseph, this is beautiful. Just beautiful. I'm finally going to get some rest in my own backyard. I'm going to build the ultimate soundproof wall all the way across here. Check this out. Hey! Hey, stupid bird! Hey! Like to see you try to get through this, huh? Let me tell you something, okay? That bird's not going to mess with me. He's going to end up in a bucket of KFC. Whoa, whoa, whoa! Whoa.
Usual.
That's because he's found a mate. Yes. Come on. What up?
Honey, are you okay?
I think so.
What did you do to my bird?
Not half of what I'm going to do to you.
One step closer and you're ostrich chow. Let this thing get way out of hand. Now, your blood pressure's probably off the charts. Helmet head's got high blood pressure? You ought to try to relax.
That's why I was building the wall.
Can we please put a stop to this? I am sure that you don't want to jeopardize Jesse's health.
Well, of course not. If he croaks, I can't bug him anymore.
You see that, Jess? Underneath it all, she really almost cares. And I know you almost care about her, so how about a truce?
Well, she's got to agree to give me some peace and quiet.
What's in it for me?
All right, well, I'll agree to ignore you and treat you like the irritating pest that you truly are.
Well, okay. But on one condition.
What's that?
Give me a hug, you big galoot.
I'd rather take my chances with Oscar.
Jess, please, let's stop the madness. Come on, give her a hug.
Becky.
Hope you're happy.
I'm not doing too badly.
Stephanie stood me up.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ryan. Must be some kind of mix-up. Come on in.
Steph, are you home?
I sat at the mall for over 2 hours. The guy at the piano and organ store played Mandy 32 times.
Ryan, what are you doing here?
What are you doing here? You're supposed to meet me at the mall.
Oh, listen. I know the only reason you asked me out was because my dad threatened you with a canned ham.
It was spam.
Look, your dad didn't threaten me. He just made me realize what a rat I was to stand you up.
Really? And I guess I was a rat to stand you up.
Well, you know, two rats don't make it wrong. Didn't make a lot of sense, but it kind of fit, didn't it?
Listen, we kind of got off on the wrong foot. Actually, we didn't really get off on any foot. Do you think we could start over?
I'd like that. I'm Ryan. Want to go get some pizza?
Yeah, okay, but it's on me.
Got it.
Dad?
Okay. Here's 20 grand, your inheritance.
See you.
Bye. Have fun. What's this for?
For being an involved, loving father who sticks up for his daughter.
Thanks, honey.
But don't ever do it again.